I want you to rejoice. I want you to relax, because the good news is July 11th, favor month. July 11th, favor. I love the hands. And you are here to be blessed, to be lifted up, and to be exalted for God to glorify His holy name. Have confidence in God and believe in Him, knowing that He is worthy of praise and worthy to see His name in you glorified. Amen. So relax, my friend. Relax wherever you are. Take a back seat as the Holy Spirit. You take a front seat. And let God's name be glorified. Amen. Let God's name be glorified. I love the Lord and I want to bless Him and say thank you. I love you and I want to say God be glorified in your life and bless you and honor you and adore you, because God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Today we're going to pray another special prayer for favor for God to bless us, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, and to sustain us. And if you are here, get yourself ready. Favor is going to chase you. Favor is going to run after you. Favor is going to follow you. Favor will shower you. Favor will drown every sorrow out of you. There will be favor coming from your ears, from your nose, from your eyes, from your brain, from your underarm, from your breast, from your back, from your nose. I pray favor to outlast your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Why do we need favor? Of all the things in life, there's one thing I will forever always ask God, and that is how to hear His voice. Having said that, if God says to Charles, ask me for 10 things, what will be the 10 things I'm going to ask God for? That's what I'm going to share with you today. That is pre my birthday gift to you. I repeat, pre my birthday to you. Glory be to God. My birthday is coming on the 18th of July. Glory be to God. And we're going to celebrate God's goodness and mercy on that day. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is worthy to be praised. Amen. We bless Him. We praise Him. We honor Him. And we adore Him in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. So if you are here today, I want you to rejoice. I want you to take a greater seat and share. Please share. Please share. Don't just sit there and only be a taker and only be an eater. Share the pie. Share the prophetic flow with somebody. Tell your friend. Don't worry, I'm not prophesying about you for your friend. I'm going to prophesy God about you in Jesus' name. Amen. So share. Tell someone. Tell a friend. There's a prophetic network that I'm part of where God will meet you and bless you. Tell your friend. Don't hide it. You know, so many Christians are weird. They don't tell them about their church they go to, because they will know their business. They don't tell them the Facebook group that they join, because somebody will know about them. Listen, the universe is big and God has protected you. No harm can come to you. So come on, go and share right now. I'm going to sleep right now, okay? I'll see you next Tuesday. If you don't share right now, then I'm coming off the Facebook Live and I'm going to sleep and snore. Until Tuesday, I'll come. And then when I see that you did share today, then I'll make double Facebook Live. Glory be to God. Amen. Then I'm going to invite you to my house for my birthday party. Glory be to God. So make up your mind. Hallelujah. We'll bless the Lord and we'll give Him praise and we'll give Him all the glory and all the honor and all the adoration, because our God is worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. The first one is favor for light. Favor for light. Darkness and light that make a difference in your life. Even though the Bible says God created both darkness and light. I would rather prefer to stay in the light. Why is that? Who can tell me why? Because light allows you to see your way ahead. Darkness allows you to struggle, suffer, delay, nightmare, frustration, and chaos. So, if you are able to, I repeat, if you are able to pursue light, Jesus said, in him is light. Jesus is the light of the world. You didn't hear, Jesus is the darkness of the world. So when it's a favor of for light, what we are saying is blessings come upon your life. Blessings. Light brings blessings. Light brings happiness. Light take away fear. Anyone that is sad doesn't have light. Let me say it again. Anyone that is poor, broke, busted, shattered, lack the light of God. So if you are here today, I want you to pursue the light of Christ. You ready? The light of Christ. So Father, the person that is pursuing favor for the light of Christ, he or she, I place him in your hands, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit, let the light of Christ go before this person in the name of Christ Jesus. May the light of Christ go with you. May the light of Christ direct you. May the light of Christ surround your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Favor for compassion. Favor for compassion. When favor for compassion come upon you, you are willing to share your food, your blessings, your family, and everything. It's critical that you understand these two keywords. Compassion. And who can tell me the second word? I'm not saying I'm going to wait. Jesus had compassion on the people. But what's the other side of compassion? Let's see who's going to say it. And I'll personally pray for that person. I need somebody to write it, the answer on the screen for me. Have compassion. And what? I'm not saying it. I'm watching to see who's going to say the other one. Somebody say it, and I will genuinely pray for that person right now. Glory be to God. Why didn't Jesus have favor for kindness? No. Jesus had compassion on the people. When do people get hurt? Who can tell me? When do people get hurt? People get hurt when they walk in sympathy. Who is that? Sue. May the Lord bless you, Sue. May the Lord go with you. May the favor of heaven and the favor of earth and the earth beneath go with you. May God cause the sun, the moon, and the stars to surround your life and the life of you and your husband and your children and your dog, including me. In the name of Jesus. Love is one of them. So may the Lord go with you also. Kindness is one. But Jesus had compassion, not sympathy. So you want favor of compassion to come upon you. So that everything you do, you will succeed. Don't help people with sympathy. They will hurt you back. Yes. Don't sympathize. You know when people die, I sympathize with your loss. Why do you think people say that? Because death is sadness. Sympathy goes with sadness, with bad news, with bad luck, with delays and frustration. Compassion goes with kindness and love. That's why Jesus moved in compassion. Jesus did not move in sympathy. Oh, forget sympathy. We only use sympathy for the lost. I sympathize with your loss. So today, in the name of Jesus, everyone that showed up here, Father, may your favor be upon this person's life, and let your compassion of love, kindness, flow over this person's life in the name of Jesus. May your glory and favor be over this person in Jesus' mighty name. Now let's move on. Favor for faithfulness. Bible says God remains faithful to the end, even when we are unfaithful. So Father, I praise your name today that your favor will be upon this person that showed up here today, and that your continuous faithfulness will bring supply of money, long life, health, peace, joy, happiness, and contentment in the name of Christ Jesus. I prophesy the anointing of favor and faithfulness of God over you. What I call the double F. May the favor and the faithfulness of God be over your life. Somebody say amen. Receive the favor and the faithfulness, glorious hands of God over your life. Somebody say amen. And I prophesy divine order to go with you, the angel of favor, to walk with you and show you and shower you with his blessing. The Bible says, when Gabriel, the holy angel, visited Mary, he said, thou favored one. See that? Thou favored one. When you are favored, blessings come to you. Oh man, somebody wake up. When you are favored, blessings come to you. Yes. Let me say it again. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to connect, get anything, receive from God. So favor for faithfulness. You need to be a faithful people. You know what I love about you guys? You guys, some of you have gone 3 years with me on a prophetic flow. May God bless you. Father God, those that have been faithful with me here today, that I see the same name on Tuesday or Thursday on the marriage hour days. May God bless you as you have been faithful with prophetic flow. May God also be faithful to you. May God turn quickly over your situation. Turn your nightmare, your disgrace, your delay, your frustration. May God send, listen, I'm getting goosebumps. May God release his favor over your life. And if you know you have been with me for 2 years, let me say this to you. May God cause heaven and the earth and the rain and the showers of blessings to be over your life. May you go forth in this life, henceforth, and succeed and do well in Jesus' mighty name. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit break every curse off your life. Turn your destiny around and cause greater men and greater women to look for you and pour God's favor over your life. Somebody say amen. I need two people to say amen. Glory be to God. Favor for generosity. Favor for generosity. Favor for generosity. That you will never be poor. Going forward, I pray, pronounce over your life, that the spirit of poverty will run away from you. The spirit of poverty will run away from you. I release the blood of Christ Jesus to surround your life. That the spirit of poverty will run away from you. The spirit of poverty will reject you. The spirit of poverty will abandon you and go. And rather, the blessings and the prosperity, favor of generosity will be upon you. May you be favored for generosity. The anointing for people to come out of the wood and bless you be over your life. Receive it in the name of Christ Jesus. Receive it in the name of Christ Jesus. May God's favor go with you. May the favor of God be with you. And I release favor for happiness. Favor for happiness. May favor for happiness be your portion. That you will not be sad, but your days of sadness be consumed by the favor of happiness. The Bible says, and Manoah was so happy when she became pregnant. May God cause you to be pregnant with his favor. That every area of your life that you have lack, may God turn it around for you in the name of Christ Jesus. Abba Father, I release happiness over this person. The days of sorrow, sadness, and misery be broken in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, as I share this week my birthday gift, I pray whoever gets some will have extended supernatural favor of happiness over his or her life in the name of Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Now we are moving on to favor of for elevation. May God elevate you. May God lift you up. May God cause his hands to be upon you. May you be elevated. Thank you for sharing and liking. May God lift up his hands over you and show you his favor. May the favor that bring excellent be over you for elevation. I decree protection and promotion, purpose, prosperity, and peace be your portion. Somebody say amen. May God remember you in Jesus' name. May the mighty hand of God be upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and his anointing over your life and cause you to know that he is God. Yes, may God touch your life and shower you with his favor blessings. May God let you live long enough to see your enemies bow their head down as you are elevated onto a higher level. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Let me say it again. May God lift you up, cause his goodness and mercy to follow you, elevate your life, and cause you to be strong and succeed in this life, such that all those who look down on you and try to bring you down, they will bow their heads down as they see God's goodness over you. I pray and I prophesy this supernatural grace over your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Let's move on. Favor for help. May the anointing of favor for help be over your life, that wherever you go, help will run to you. I prophesy the supernatural anointing of favor run over you, that help, anytime you need help, may heaven and the earth beneath release her blessings over you. May the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the four major elements turn around and help your life. Somebody say amen. May they turn around and help your life. Amen. And every closed door that the enemy has used against you, I decree God's supernatural blessings over you, that help will come. Help for money, help for long life and health, health for peace, health for joy, health for happiness, health for contentment, health for increase and multiplication will come. Where closed doors are on your life, may the help button of the Holy Spirit come upon you. The Bible says the holy angels, they appear unto Mary and Joseph in the night and told them the enemy is coming to kill Jesus and that they have to get up and go to Egypt. May God send you your holy angels to come and surround you and show you where help will come from. Help from abroad, help from overseas, help from the spirit realm, help from the earth. May God send strangers your way and help you and me, that your days on earth will not be sad anymore. I pray and prophesy that your days on earth will not be sad anymore. Somebody say amen. I need somebody to say amen right now. Father, remember me and this person, and let your glory prevail. Let your anointing prevail over this person's life and shower them with your blessings. Father, I glorify your name, O God, that those that said they are going nowhere, they will come to see you have sent your holy angels of help. When Daniel needed help, you send your holy angels to go and help prophet Daniel. Send your holy angels, O God, to help this person that showed up tonight. That every area of your life, any delay in your life, will receive immediate help. Father, I lift my hands to you, O God, and I'm asking you, sweet Holy Spirit, turn your eyes upon me and send your divine helpers over my life, and send your divine helpers over this person that is watching, Lord. Father, send your divine holy angels to go and locate this person that showed up today. And let your supernatural favor that you gave unto Moses to defeat Pharaoh be over this person's life and over my life in the name of Jesus. That every closed door be open. Father, every closed door surrounding my life be open in the name of Jesus. I love you, Lord. And I bless your name. And I thank you, Father, that you are good. May your name be praised. May your name be magnified. May your name be exalted. May your name be adored. May your name be hallowed. May your name be lifted up. Father, bless this person that showed up and send your divine helpers over his or her life. Yes, favor for salvation. Whilst you are helping them, Lord, save them, O God. 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 Save them, O God, from shame and disgrace. Father, let your supernatural favor to save this person that is here. That the one that says he or she is struggling, their days of disgrace is over. May the Lord save you and save you and your destiny. May the purpose of God be established. May God cause his anointing to break. And may you come into your own. Somebody say amen. May you come into your own. And every closed door in your life be broken. And every shattered windows be nullified. And every barrier that has been placed over you may be dissolved in the name of Christ Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the password anointing to unlock destinies and release divine keys that will open the door for us to go forth. Father, I glorify you and I praise you. I glorify you, Lord, and I praise you for this person. I glorify you, Lord, and I praise you for this person. I glorify you, Lord, and I praise you for this person. That there shall be a salvation anointing, a salvation favor over this person's life and my life in the name of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for favor of righteousness. 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 Father, let us stand right. Father said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every mouth that lifts itself against us in judgment, you, O God, will make us righteous. And let their evil thoughts, their evil plans, their evil imaginations be destroyed. And anyone with evil thoughts and evil imaginations and evil wickedness against our life, Father, let their evil thoughts and evil wickedness bounce against them. In the name of Jesus, for you alone is worthy to be praised. I thank you for favor of righteousness, that we are called the righteousness of God. And for that, we have long life and health, peace and joy. Somebody say amen. Happiness and contentment, financial blessings and favor over our life. Yes, we glorify you. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is not meat, but it's righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness in God. May the righteousness of God be upon you. And finally, may the favor of God release his forgiving hands over your life. Over your life. Over your life. I pray the forgiving hands of God will mold your life, mold your destiny, mold your children's children, mold your family, mold every aspect of your life. And where closed doors surrounding you be broken in Jesus' name. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that every curse on your life be erased by the blood of Christ Jesus. And that the anointing of the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you and direct you, elevate you and cause you to stand and be called the favor of God. May God go with you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord elevate you. May the Lord hallow you. May the Lord direct you. I bless your name. And I give you praise. I bless your name. And I give you praise. I bless your name and I give you praise. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Yahweh God, that everyone that is here today is receiving your supernatural favor, your supernatural blessings, your supernatural goodness, your supernatural insight for them to succeed. May you go in the blessings of the Lord, and may the favor of God to forgive, release your life, open new doors for you, cause you to stand. God bless you and your family. And thank you for sharing, and thank you for being part of Prophetic Flow. You are a faithful person. I haven't forgotten you. And I thank God I met you along the way, and I know God's favor, God's mercy, God's kindness will be with you. May the Lord go with you. May the Lord direct your steps and show you his kindness. Thank you for visiting the Prophetic Flow. Be on the lookout. I'm bringing my courses out. It's going to expand your life, and you're going to be blessed. So get yourself ready in the name of Christ Jesus. God bless you. God be with you. And thank you so much for being part of Prophetic Flow family. We glorify God for you, and we praise God for you. Go forth and be blessed. And thank you for joining me on the Prophetic Flow. Bye-bye now. Bye.